Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Six new lawsuits against Diddy in this latest Diddy segment. Diddy's kind of enveloped everything recently, has it not? Because there's just so much shit coming out. It's insane. Six new sexual abuse lawsuits, including an alleged assault of a minor, is what we're about to dig into right here. Obviously, he's facing new allegations almost every single day. Six new ones filed on Monday of this week in New York federal court. The lawsuits brought by anonymous plaintiffs include one who alleges Combs molested him when he was 16. Add that to the mounting legal troubles that have shadowed Combs since his arrest on sex trafficking and racketeering charges last month. It's filed by Tony Busby, the attorney that claims to have many more cases to file against him, including men, women, and minors. 120 alleged victims in all assert that these lawsuits highlight a pattern of abuse by Combs designed to control, manipulate, and silence the victims. Quote, for decades, Sean Combs abused, molested, raped, assaulted, threatened, and coerced women, men, and minors for sexual gratification, to assert dominance, and to conceal his abhorrent conduct, states a lawsuit from the John Doe plaintiff. Among the allegations is a claim that a man who says that at age 16 he was assaulted by Combs during one of the rapper's famous white parties in the Hamptons in 1998. The man alleges that during a conversation about his future in the music industry, Combs demanded that he drop his pants as part of a rite of passage to stardom. According to the complaint, Combs allegedly asked, "Don't you want to break into the business?" The plaintiff states that he complied out of fear and later realized that the incident constituted sexual assault. Combs arrested September 16th on charges including racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking. He pled not guilty the following day. Criminal charges paint that very disturbing picture of Combs using the network of associates to assist in his alleged abusive activities. Prosecutors allege that Combs silenced his victims through blackmail, threats of violence, and in some cases, physical beatings and kidnapping. The judge denied Combs' bail request on October 10th, ruling that his release would pose a danger to the community, with particular concerns about witness tampering, obstructing the ongoing investigation. An initial bail package of $50 million, which included home detention and electronic monitoring, also denied. On Friday, an appeals court judge rejected a request for Combs' immediate release, while the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reviewed his case. Combs' legal team has not responded directly to the latest allegations as of this recording, but has previously called all the accusations meritless and criticized why they described as a media-driven, reckless circus surrounding the case. No. He's a 54 now, remaining detained in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, waiting that trial. He's not getting out until May 5th of 25. So, yeah, there's a lot.
How many, this minor, this 16-year-old, alleged 16-year-old victim, we don't know who it is. We aren't going to know who it is. Could it have been Bieber? Or is this completely different?
No, it's not going to be fucking Bieber.
So that's a whole different situation.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Okay.
I can guarantee Bieber is not one of the 120 people. I would be very shocked. I'm sure Bieber doesn't need to go into the one in everybody attorney. He would have his own if he were going to file a suit.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's he would not
really
want to.
Good point.
Yeah. And yeah, no.
So there's just, you know, now we possibly know of two minors.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know actually of like 20 some, because Busby says there's like 20 some that are going to be filing here.
Oh my God. Where does it stop?
It doesn't. He did this for like three decades, allegedly. And you're talking about individual incidents in a lot of these where it's like one night. So that's a lot of fucking nights in three decades.
Yeah, it is. I wonder how many parties he...
Thousands. You know, I mean, and not, and the thing is, it wasn't all big parties. I'm sure a lot of this was just things going on, you know, with a handful of people around or just him one-on-one with people.
It would be interesting to break down, you know, obviously any of the psychologists that we talked to, they haven't seen him. They can't diagnose him, but what do you think his major damage is? Is he addicted to sex? Is he an out of control narcissist? Is he, I mean, he's all the things.
He's a sociopath.
God, that's frightening.
He's a total sociopath.
I wonder if he's always been this way or just started getting ratcheted up that he saw he could get away with things. Or if this is how he's always been, like when he was 13, he was this horrible, shitty human.
It probably there's something where this started. I mean, it probably is somewhat genetic, but it's, I'm sure amped up and is certainly he's been enabled for so long that he's lived a life where if you're a sociopath and he had complete insulation, he got to do anything he fucking wanted, which he did.
Yeah.
At the, at the pain of all these people, allegedly. So, I mean, there's these John Doe suits. There's other ones here. One claiming she was raped at the Marriott Manhattan Hotel after being invited to an after party of Diddy's. Another one claims that she was assaulted and others at a party in 2021. That's a John Doe claim. Another John Doe claim was from a Macy's store in which he forced someone to perform oral sex on him, a male. You have the other Jane Doe's here, 17-year-old woman claims she was drugged and gang raped at Combs' residence, drugged and coerced into unwanted sexual acts. It just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. It doesn't end.
Wow. You know, and obviously he's innocent until proven guilty, but I'm opening up my Apple Music account. I just want to see if he's still on here.
Yeah, I'm sure he still is. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. More money, more problems, man.
Yeah, just a bit. It's shocking. It is completely shocking to think the level of how deep and dark this goes. And we are just at the very, very beginning.
Yeah, it would almost be interesting. And this sounds really cold and well, I don't necessarily mean it like this, but it would be interesting to have a bingo card and put down who we think is next. I mean, it'd be like chicken shit bingo where we have a chicken walking across, you know?
I mean, horrible, but I mean, you literally could almost do it. Because there's so many absurd angles this is going to go. We're probably going to have a new Diddy story, at least one, for the next year. Because every day it seems there's going to be new allegations that will continue to come out. And then we're going to have new details on the stories that will come out as well. And we're going to have other names that are going to be dropped in this. This is already blowing away, I think, the R. Kelly story. This blows away Epstein. We've never seen a story like this in terms of mass sexual predatory behavior involving so many big names in such an open space that it was right in front of everyone for so many years that just was able to go on.
It's going to change the landscape of the music industry because as soon as some of those bigwigs get named, shit's going to hit the fan. I mean, it already hit the fan, but boy, is it going to hit harder.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's another nail in the coffin of the music industry of how it's been. It certainly is not the music industry it used to be, and probably for the better, less control, less coercion. You don't need to go and suck Diddy's dick to make it into the music industry anymore. You don't need to be at the whims of whatever record exec tells you they want to use you for whatever to pay your dues and go up. Now you just need to get attention and have some talent and you can gain a following online. The gatekeepers are something of the past, but those are the powers that they once held. And that's why so many people fell victim to them, because if you didn't, you were never going to reach your dream.
What a sad state of affairs, truly.
Makes you also then go back and think about, okay, well, let's look at everybody who did make it through pretty good and had some good success. What did they have to go through? What sort of shit did they have to subject themselves to make it to where they were? That's not talked about.
I'm not sure we want to know what they've gone through.
There's a lot of stories that for them, hopefully are never heard of, so they can just try to heal from everything. But my God, yeah, this is the industry that's been here all along, all these years, and it's always been this twisted.
Sick of the ads? Yep, we are too. Then you need to become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts. Heck, even try it for 3 days free right now. As a Premium Plus subscriber, you'll get exclusive access to uncut interviews before everyone else. Plus, no more commercials. So, if you have an iPhone, just search True Crime Today Premium Plus and press subscribe now.